There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kelly mentioned that she thinks I have finally found the perfect quote-unquote girlfriend, the
perfect partner
for me after a long search, and I think I know why. So earlier this week, my girlfriend Sam was flying in from Nashville, and she was complaining to me while on the flight about the woman next to her and what she was eating.
And you went, yes!
Well,
this is why I love you.
Tammy and producer Jessica, and perhaps you listening at home, thinks I'm a food snob
not
at times.
Think, we know.
I consider myself to have a sophisticated palate, so I don't think that's a food snob.
No, it's when you say it like that, that when you use that term, I have a sophisticated palate, when you're talking to somebody,
I mean,
it comes off snobby.
I don't think it's snobby to like meat properly prepared. I don't think it's snobby to keep ranch dressing far away from a pizza. I don't think those things are snobby. I think those are just the way things should be.
Oh my God. My husband, for the very first time ever last night, dipped the crust of his pizza in ranch dressing.
Right.
And you know what he said? He said, wow, that's actually really good.
He is not allowed to call himself an Italian anymore. Sorry.
Oh, my God. Stop.
Italy just called. They're revoking his card. I know that people like putting their pizza in ranch dressing. I get that. It's just...
Sometimes when you're left with the crust, there's really nothing on it. So that helps.
Anyway, I think this is the reason why Tammy thinks she's the perfect partner for me. So I had a conversation with Sam about it and just what her issue was with the woman on the plane eating next to her.
So is your issue today the fact that someone brought food onto the plane, or that the food was odoriferous at that time of morning for you?
The issue was with what she was eating at that time of the morning.
So it was what time?
Like at 9:15 a.m.
And what was she eating?
Prosciutto and mozzarella and a Lunchable with turkey and cheese and crackers.
So she needed her protein.
It just felt early for that. It had like a scent. That was just not great that early.
So I'm an odorphobe. You should know that about me.
I know.
And I am also bothered by strong smelling foods on planes. But I mean, was it stinky cheese or was it like just string cheese? It doesn't have a smell to it.
It just was like when the plastic opened, you got like the whiff of like processed.
Yeah, and lunch meat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At 9 a.m.
Yeah, so.
But also I have an issue with Southwest right now, too, if we're going to be honest. Like, they don't change up their snacks at 9 in the morning, and they're giving out, like, Maui onion pretzel sticks with, like.
Yeah.
It's, like, not what you want at 9 a.m. with, like, orange juice.
Okay, so your problem is with the paleo-driven passenger next to you.
She was just a lot in general, though. And she had, like, a lot of layers.
She smelled like lunch meat. Oh, so you're just.
Plastic bag.
This is way beyond someone eating on a plane. I think I'm on Team Prosciutto here.
Have fun.
Boy, what a food snob she is.
That's so like you, except that because it was prosciutto, you're like, well, okay, I can have
that
anytime.
That's not like me. I say bring what you want. I mean, as long as you're not bringing like...
No.
You can always tell when someone eats Subway in your office because the old onion wrapper is in the freaking garbage can. And even if they had no onions, it still smells like onions. You know what I mean? That I have a problem with.
But are you not guilty of when someone brings in food of their own and they're preparing or they're eating it, of going, that's not how you do that? Are you guilty of that or not?
Well, I wouldn't.
Come on.
Have I ever said to myself, that's not how you prepare that? Of course I have.
Not even to yourself. You say it out loud.
I make a noise. Like, oh.
I know, just like that.
I know. I should work on that. Sam doesn't like that when I do that when she orders at restaurants, it turns out.
Oh, my God. You guys are perfect for each other.
She got a steak well. And I was like, no.
She did?
No, I'm sorry. It was a burger. Okay. And it was medium well. I'm like, no.
Well,
and she's like,
I guess it depends on where you're getting the burger. I can see that.
Well, and she was very pointed about it. She goes, don't look at me and say no. Okay? I was like, oh.
Good for you, Sam.
And she wasn't really joking. She wasn't really joking, it turns out. Turns out people don't like that very much.
I love her.
Just don't bring lunch meat and cheese on an airplane next
year. In the morning.
And God forbid, Southwest.
In the morning.
Could you, would it kill you to give her an English muffin instead of some Maui onion pretzels? John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station, 103.7 KSON.